Setting the Bar Time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do in a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. Maybe you don't realize you're the problem and you need this little reminder. So if you can manage to make it through the day without overcharging yourself at the self-checkout, then calling the police on the store, then you're doing okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So what happened?
So here's the thing. This customer rolls up to self-checkout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is trying to like ring himself up for some avocados.
Okay.
And apparently he accidentally hit 999 avocados instead of the 9 he intended to.
Okay.
So his total jumped to over $1,300 on his order.
Oh, goodness.
That's when he freaks out.
Okay.
Instead of saying, hey, I think there's something wrong here.
Like, hey, can you just call a worker to come over and they can adjust that for you? Like, clearly I don't have 999 avocados. I just have 9. Can you fix that?
Well, yeah, the worker did come over and tried to help him, but then he freaked out and started yelling before stating that he was calling the cops because Walmart was robbing him.
Oh, that's not necessary.
So
that
he legit called 911. The police were close by. They came. He was causing such a stink.
Wait a second. Did he pay and then discover it?
No.
How do you not know? No, okay, so he's just like, pay and we're calling the police.
So, yes, exactly. He's saying that Walmart is robbing him.
Oh, dear Lord.
And so the police were like, yo, buddy, you need to leave or you're going to get arrested for trespassing. The guy refused to go unless Walmart compensated him for pain and suffering and distress.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We now need pain and suffering.
So the own...
He didn't even pay. They didn't even, like, overcharge him.
So the cops that he called ended up putting him in handcuffs and taking him outside.
Oh, that's going to cost him way more than the 9 avocados were supposed to.
So, yeah. So he, you know, it was probably one of those things where, you know, you scan an avocado and it says, how many do you have? And you hit, like, I have 9. And then you put them in the thing. So
every time I've bought produce, you scan it and then they want you to put it on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You put them on the scale, it weighs it, and that's how it determines the price for you. Like,
look,
I'm just confused as to where we went awry with having to punch in the number.
Yeah, well, that's where we are.
Okay.
So he accidentally hit 999 avocados. Total jumps to $1,300. He screams the highway robbery, calls the police.
Sure.
And so they come and they're like, no. You got to come with us.
Even if he had gone through with the sale and it charged his card, you can easily walk over to customer service
and say, look,
like, hey,
I have 9, not 999. And they'll be like, oh, we're sorry. Here, let's put this back on.
Can you give me a refund?
Yes.
Yes. And it would have been that. And now we're in jail.
I don't know.
Now we're in jail.
I don't know if he's in jail, but seriously, when you're the problem and you don't even know it, this is where we wind up. So again,
oh, he knows he's the problem.
Yeah,
1,000%.
He
knows now. He knows he's the problem.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without overcharging yourself for avocados at the self-checkout, then calling the police screaming highway robbery, then you're doing okay.
That's unstable. Come on, dude.
Yep.
I mean, mistakes like that happen all the time. And then the person comes over.
Listen,
and
Kelly,
puts a little badge in there.
Would have been handled correctly, we wouldn't be in this setting the bar lane.